Cambridge 105 Radio. I'm joined this morning by Kouros Majidi and Michael Middleton, who are going to be doing the Walk for Diabetes to raise funds for Diabetes UK on the 24th of September. And they're going to tell us all about it. Good morning, chaps.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. You're sounding very, very lively there, Kouros. Are you looking forward to doing this walk?
Yes, I've just completed my previous challenge today, doing 60 miles in the month of September. I was supposed to finish at the end of September, but I finished today doing 63.94 miles, 3.1 miles a day, every day from the 1st of September.
Excellent stuff. And was that raising funds as well, Kouros?
Yes, that's for Diabetes UK also.
Now, tell me, do you have diabetes yourself?
Yes, I have type 2 diabetes myself.
When did you get that? Did you get that when you were young?
I was diagnosed in Australia in 2013, September of 2013.
I see. And you're joined by your friend Michael Middleton. Have you got diabetes as well, Michael? Or are you just supporting?
I'm just here to support him. Touring the UK for a couple of months and come down to see Kouros to do the walk, which I'm looking forward to.
Are you from Australia, Michael?
Yes, I'm from Adelaide, capital of South Australia.
I thought I detected
that. I'm also a Western Australian citizen myself. I became a Western Australian citizen in April of 2015.
Okay, brilliant. So tell us about the walk that you're going to be doing on the 24th of September.
The walk starts at Battersea Park, where there are three different waves. One is at 9 a.m., one is at 10:30, and we're in the last wave at 11, which should finish just before 4 o'clock. It leaves Battersea Park, heading towards Potter's Field, where the mayor's office is, and that will be the finish. It's 12 London bridges, 10 miles.
Wow, that is quite a long way to be walking. Have you been doing any practice there, Michael? I know that Kouros has.
I did the West Highland Way rail and hike in Scotland, and of course, touring the country up and down for the last 2 months, been doing a lot of walking.
Oh, that's excellent. And that's a lovely walk to do, the West Highland Way.
I've done it.
And you have a choice. You have two options. There's a classic 10-mile walk across 12 bridges and the new 5-mile walk. You're going to be doing the 10-mile walk across 12 bridges. Wow. And you'll be seeing famous sights as well, I see. And how much money are you hoping to raise, Kouros?
This year, at the moment, I've raised 156 of 150 for the London bridges. I've raised £82 for the 60 miles so far. In total, over the last 4 years, I've raised something like £5,500.
Excellent stuff. They must be delighted with you. And apparently at the end of the walk, Diabetes UK are going to be helping you learn how to eat healthily, exercise and live well with their wellness celebration.
Yes.
After the walk, that sounds very interesting too.
What they normally do, you have a choice of you go into a massage room, they massage all your body, make sure that you don't have any cramps after 10 miles. Then you can choose a lecture of how you'd like to better yourself with diabetes, and they give you advice on what food. But my mom is very careful with me. I don't have any chocolate. I had to change my soft drinks. I don't drink alcohol very much, so I had to change my soft drink from full sugar drinks to like Coke Zero, Fanta Zero, et cetera, et cetera. I also, as you see, I play football once a week for an hour and a half every Thursday. That has also helped me. So I keep all my treats. I'm looking forward to finishing this London one, because then I say to myself, come Christmas, I can allow myself to spoil myself over Christmas and then start over again in January.
That's a good approach, actually. You know, stay healthy, have little treats now and then, but not too much. I think that's very good, Kouros.
Beginning of this year, I was weighing 64.5 kilos. I am now down to 59.8 kilos.
Oh, very good.
I've lost nearly 7 kilos in 6 weeks.
I believe that people that lose lots of weight, sometimes the diabetes actually can go as well, you know.
Of course. And also what happens is I had my HbA1 blood test every 6 months, but they brought it down to 3. And now, because I'm in such a good place, I get it done yearly.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, last one I had was 57. I've only got to come down to 40 to become to go into remission.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you're going to do that, and good on you. Good on you.
I'm going to try because I want to live longer. And also, as you know, I had a heart operation in 2009. I've got a metallic valve inside my aorta, and I'm on warfarin blood thinner. So I have to keep the two, got to stay healthy to keep the other part healthy.
Yeah. When you have a fright like that, it really makes you think about your health, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Of course it does. That's why I don't drink alcohol. I socialize maybe once in a while. But other than that, I try and live a healthy life.
I think you're doing a great job there at Kuros and Michael. And we wish you all the luck on the 24th, Sunday the 24th at Battersea Park Bandstand, where you'll be meeting. Well, we'll just finish off there by saying, well done, both of you. I hope you raise lots of money. And I hope you really enjoy your day out as well, because it's all about having fun too, isn't it?
Of course.
It is. Well done, the pair of you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.